I felt that there were a lot of number five kind of records. What I didn't have was that one or two records that really spoke to me, and the ones that I knew were absolutely my favorite. And so I felt like there were a bunch lumped in the middle, but not necessarily these stellar standout, an album that I'll be listening to in 10 years kind of work.
I agree. And actually, I think there were a lot of number 12 to 15 albums, albums that I bought and I enjoyed, but they didn't stick with me, or they didn't seem to be a full album. And I don't know. Maybe that's a sign of the times, how albums are produced and how we consume music. I thought there were a lot of great songs this year. Not a lot of great albums, but some very good ones. My number 10 favorite album of the year is called Thank You, Happy Birthday. It's by a band called Cage the Elephant that's out of Bowling Green, Kentucky, kind of an indie rock slash punk band.
Got to see them a couple times this year perform live, and they're extraordinarily energetic. And I like the album, although it doesn't find my list.
Okay.
My number 10 is from a band from Georgia called Mastodon.
Mm.
And the name of the album is The Hunter. And this is sort of my one metal album for the year. I listened to this, came out in September, and I've listened to it straight through since. It's a hard hitter, but I think the thing I like about Mastodon, they find melody where a lot of bands sort of sludge through that sound. I think that there's some real hook qualities and there's some real emotion coming through in Mastodon's album.
Number nine for me, Gary Clark Jr., a blues guy, and he had, and it's not even a full album, but it's called the Bright Lights EP.
I got to see a little bit of his set at Bonnaroo this year. He's a fantastic guitar player. Just remarkable. I didn't get to see much of him. You know how those music festivals are spotty, but what a player. My number nine album is from a duo from Baltimore called Y-Oak. The name of the album is Civilian, and it's pretty sparse. You know, it is a duo, I think, but in songs like Holy Holy, it's really emotive. It's sort of a folk record, but amped up, I think. It has a lot of really nice qualities, and I think it's one of those that I'll be listening to in a couple years.
Number eight for me, Foo Fighters, Wasting Light.
I can't argue with you.
Yeah. I really like that CD.
It's an excellent album. My number eight album is Cults by a band called Cults. Came out in June, again, following a trend. It's a duo. They're from New York. They hit it big. They got on a television show, and you know how those things kind of take off. They put out the album on Bandcamp, and it took off, and they got signed to Columbia Records. So I like the song Abducted, and Oh My God is another fun cut.
My number seven album is a soundtrack, and it's one that I've only had for a month, but it's the soundtrack to the movie The Descendants, starring George Clooney. It's Native Hawaiians doing slack key guitar and things like that. For anyone who thinks Hawaiian music is Tiny Bubbles and Don Ho, this is a great introduction. It's wonderful music. It comes from a wonderful movie, and I just I can't say enough. I think if this were 6 months later, that it might actually even move up. I just really like this CD.
My number seven, and I suspect this one's going to be on your list, is an album called Barton Hollow by the Civil Wars. And it's, again, with the duo. This is a really, I called it in my review, a really distilled kind of album in that it's really sparse. We're talking about a couple guitars and a couple voices, and has some definite country elements. It has some folk elements, but what really gets me are the vocal harmonies that these two share on a lot of these songs. They're not married, although it sounds like they've loved each other for years.
Yeah,
it's really remarkable.
My number six is a duo, but it's not the Civil Wars. It's a CD. The first time I heard it, I was disappointed. And I said, well, of course I'm disappointed, because there was so much hype about this CD. And then I've gotten back to it, and I really do like it. And it's Watch the Throne, Kanye West and Jay-Z.
My number six album is Bon Iver by Bon Iver. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it nearly as well as I like his previous album, which I put on my number one album of 2008. This one, he sort of comes out of the isolation that he found in the last one.
Number five for me, another CD that I bought within the last 6 weeks, Yo-Yo Ma and the Goat Rodeo Sessions.
I've heard about this, but I haven't given it a lot of time.
It's a wonderful Sunday morning record, and it's got some of his usual folks. In fact, you know who's on that is Chris Thiel.
Yes.
Chris Thiel is on that on mandolin, who, of course, was with the Punch Brothers on Walton Arts Center.
Right.
It's a really good record.
My number five is The Whole Love by Wilco. And again, this may be clouded by the fact that I saw them live over the summer and they were truly amazing. They finished their transition from sort of twangy pop country from their earliest days to almost a full-on progressive rock band.
Number four for me, this is a CD that Paul Kelso, who has the Generic Blues show on Friday nights, handed me. And I didn't think I was going to like it nearly as much as I did, but I played it over and over for weeks, and that's Revelator by Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trux.
My number four is by M83. The album is called Hurry Up, We're Dreaming. It's a electro dance pop record. It's a lot of fun.
My number three, this is no surprise to anyone who knows me, but I think it was a very good record, Blessed by Lucinda Williams. I saw her this year, and I think this is her strongest in years, and there were some of her best-written songs ever. If you like Lucinda Williams, I don't know how you couldn't like the CD Blessed, including that title song, which is fantastic.
Great show she put on this year in town, by the way. We were both at that one. My number three is an album called Days. It's by a New Jersey band, Real Estate. And this is one that I just picked up, but it's a surf rock record. It's really reminiscent of the Beach Boys. It's one of those that I actually discovered when I was looking at other best of lists to try to see, you know, some of those albums. And a couple people were talking about this, and I picked it up maybe a month ago, and really haven't stopped listening to it since. It's really breezy, it's pretty light, and it's not a long record. You know, you can get through it in 45 minutes. This may be one of those few records that actually feels like a cohesive unit.
Number two is not a surprise to you. You've already mentioned it, Civil War's Barton Hollow.
My number two record, this is a band that I caught this summer and was similarly blown away with. The band is fairly local. They're from southern Missouri, and they're called Ha Ha Tonka.
I love Ha Ha Tonka, and I have not heard this record
yet. This record is called Death of a Decade, and they have sort of an Ozark vibe to them, if that makes sense. They're a rock band, but they have mandolin, they have harmony, they have all of those kind of elements.
I would love to be a contrarian. I would love to be the guy who finds some indie album and says it's the best of the year that doesn't pick what everybody else is picking. But to me, by far, Pillar to Post, the best CD of the year was Adele, 21. I'm with the pack. I think it's the best CD of the year.
She's going to win a lot of Grammys for that, and they're all well-deserved. I went...
Which is your way of saying she's not in my top 10.
She's not in my top 10. And if anybody knows me, this is not going to come as a big surprise.
Okay.
And I sort of went in an opposite direction when I was trying to pick out that record of the year, and I had trouble sorting through those top records. But I decided to go with an album that I think next summer, you know, I'd want to have a Camaro with T-tops and I'd want them down because I'd have this at 100 decibels.
Okay, that may not be Adele.
It's not Adele. Mm-hmm. It just released December 6th. It's El Camino by the Black Keys.
Which, as you know, I have been lukewarm on, and then I saw them on Saturday Night Live, and I love that single.
They killed that night.
That single is an amazing song. I am warming up to them, and I'm more than warming up. I really like this album, and it's great for an El Camino.
It is, and I think my prevailing thought is, when I couldn't find a lot of these records that I think I'll be listening to in 2 and 3 and 5 years, this is definitely an album that I will be able to put in, look back nostalgically on, and say, man, that was good stuff. And
again, I thought it was a very good year for music, but I would even say some of these that I've put on my top 10 might not be things I go to right away in a few years.
I can agree with the same about mine.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kyle.